Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Michigan Mobile Musings, a podcast from the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, MTAM for short, hosted by Melissa Burney. We've all heard of hackathons, but NHACS is a bit different. NHACS began as Michigan's first hackathon for high school students, bringing together a diverse group of students at all levels of experience and background. At NHACS, young developers push the boundaries of innovation and shape the future of tomorrow. Whether it's creating a website, an app, or even working on a hardware hack, the world of technology is at their fingertips, with education from industry experts and hands-on training while they bring their ideas to life. Joining me today are Ronit Tiwari and student Max Yu, founders of the NHACS High School Hackathon, to discuss the details of the upcoming NHACS event taking place on June 17, 2017, at Oakland Flex Tech Academy at Novi High School in Novi, Michigan. Welcome, Ronit and Max. So glad you could join us today.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. I'm excited to learn more about the NHACS event we'll be discussing today. Ronit, why don't you give us an overview of the event?
So NHACS is a, as you said, high school hackathon, and we're open to all high school students throughout Michigan. And at FlexTech Academy, the event starts at 9 a.m., so high school students come in, and it's for both non-experienced and experienced programmers. And for those who are non-experienced, we have multiple workshops from mentors from startups that are across Michigan and a bunch of students from the University of Michigan Computer Science Department. And they're going to come in and hold workshops that range from Android development to iOS development to even web development. And all these students are going to learn about new applications, how they can use programming skills to create things that they couldn't have created before. And after the workshops are over, there's a long period where students can come together and form groups and work on projects that they can then submit at the end to a panel of judges, which will judge each project. And we have a wide variety of prizes, the first place of which being Amazon Echoes for all group members, as well as an interview with IBM, Microsoft, and Best Buy.
Wow, that's a lot of talent in just one place. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So I know that the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan is a sponsor of the event. Can you tell us about some of the other sponsors involved?
Oh, yes. So far, we have 20 organizations and companies sponsoring our event. And this includes FlexTech High School, .tech Domains, Nexus, and Kettering University.
Wow, that's an impressive list as well. You guys have really done your homework. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So am I correct in understanding that this is the first high school event student-focused at hackathon in Michigan?
Yes. So this is actually the second year of NHACS. Last year was the first year, and that was officially the first high school hackathon in Michigan. And to this date, we're still the only high school hackathon in Michigan. But one of our goals was to, when we started the event, was to spread the hackathon culture in Michigan, which is unfortunately not so prevalent here, while it may be so prevalent in areas such as California and New York. So one of the students who attended NHACS last year is now planning to start his own hackathon in the fall of this year. So it's great to see that other people are taking initiative based on what we've started.
Fantastic. Why did you guys decide to produce this event and then to target high school students as attendees?
There's a bit of a history to that. So Ron and I were always interested in coding. So we took programming classes at high school and read a lot of books, self-studying coding languages such as Java and Python. And towards the end of our freshman year, we decided to step our programming skills to the next level by attending MX, a collegiate-level hackathon hosted by the University of Michigan. Our experience at MX was simply unforgettable. We got to meet so many talented programmers from all around the world and saw just how fun coding could be. So we encouraged our friends to apply for MX the following year, but most of them did not get accepted to the event because they had no experience with coding. So last year, Ronit and I decided to host Michigan's first high school hackathon at Buzzard High School, aimed specifically for high school students with no prior experience.
Wow, so some of the hackathons, they don't just let anyone in there. I mean, I guess that makes sense, but so this is a way for you to get people some experience so that maybe they can go on and explore other hackathons where maybe they need that experience, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most collegiate-level hackathons have, like, a long application process, and especially hard for high school students to get accepted. And I don't know, we're not sure how we got in our freshman year, but it's really hard for them to get in without any prior experience. So we wanted to provide that experience for them in a smaller high school hackathon.
Wow. So then kids really at your event can come in, and if they have no concept, no idea, they can get a little taste of it and maybe decide if it's for them or if it's something they're actually interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. So you mentioned that this is, I believe, the second year. Tell us a little bit about what happened last year.
Mm-hmm. So last year was our first year, and honestly, we weren't expecting much of a turnout since we kind of had to scramble everything together in the last few weeks. But we ended up getting almost 90 to 100 people from, I think it was at least 20 schools from around Michigan. And we had a lot of sponsors just like this year, a little fewer. But a nice surprise was that on the day of the event, Channel 4 News showed up. And they interviewed us, and we got to be on TV and online news as well. So it was a great experience, and we had three winners. The first place winner was a group that had never programmed before, and it was a group of three freshman girls. And it was great to see that our event could really help people that have never programmed before to actually make a fully functioning website or an app. So it was a really great event for us to watch, at least. It was very rewarding.
Wow, that's just amazing. So before we talk about this year's event, let's talk a bit about staffing demand in the industry. So MTAM has research in the U.S. Department of Labor and everything. It says that there's going to be 1.4 million computer science-related positions available by 2020, and they expect those to go unfulfilled due to lack of trained staff. So I can imagine that events like yours are designed to get students interested in programming and other computer science careers. Would that be accurate? And can you tell us why that's important?
Oh, yes. Our goal is to show the students how fun and easy coding can be, and this could hopefully lead them to choosing a career in this field. We are also aiming to get more female students to apply to the event to promote gender equality in the industry.
Yeah, and it's a great event for people to get interested in computer science, because a lot of people don't know that they're interested in computer science, but they are, and that means that they might think of computer science as something that they wouldn't like to do, as something that might be boring, but then once they come to this event and see how fun computer science can actually be and how applicable it is, then they might be interested in pursuing it as a career, possibly.
Sounds good. So research also shows us today that the industry is heavily dominated by young white men. So there's very few women, very few minorities. How is the attendance at your event? Are you finding interest from young women and minorities as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So actually at our school, the teacher who inspired us to start it was Mrs. Franchi, and she's our computer science teacher at the high school. And so we made it, like, even last year we made it a priority to recruit attendees from places where girls can easily find out about the event. So she hosts a club called Girls Who Code, and that's at the Novi High School, and it's a club that meets every month, I believe, where there's about 20 to 30 girls. And so this year and last year, we both went to the club, and we both gave a presentation about the event, and we got a lot of interested girls to sign up. And just based on our sign-up stats, I can see that almost 40% are girls, and we have a pretty widespread racial diversity too, because we have almost equal Asian and whites, and we also have 25% African Americans, which is actually unprecedented, because last year we didn't have this type of diversity. And I think that's really great, because the only way you can achieve like a big impact, especially in a place such as computer science, is when you have a bunch of different minds and a bunch of different oriented people. And that's why we really had to make NHEX a priority to include all this diversity and bring it together.
Absolutely. So now let's get to the exciting part. Let's talk about the event. When and where is it going to be?
NX2 will be on June 17th at Flexic High School in Novi, Michigan. And it will start at 9 a.m. and most likely end at 11 p.m.
Okay, that's a long day. Is there a cost to participate?
No, it's 100% free with free food throughout the day, free snacks. There's also a bunch of swag, such as free T-shirts brought in by our sponsors. There's also free pencils, free lip gloss, free bracelets, free domains provided by .tech. There's a bunch of free stuff at the event, which is pretty much a signal that there's a lot of sponsors that are interested in these kind of students. And it's a great way for, even if you're not interested in computer science, to just chill at the event as well.
Okay. Well, so that's an excellent point right there. I encourage anyone who's interested, even if you don't want to participate, just stop by throughout the day, see what's going on. You know, look at the breakout groups, talk to some of the mentors who are there. I mean, you don't have to, you know, be part of a team that's working on something to be able to get something out of the event. So, excellent point. So, can high school students from any school participate? I think you mentioned this earlier, or is it just for specific participating school?
Our event is open for any students in Michigan, and this could be a great event for students who are interested in coding to get hands-on and build a project of your dream.
Yeah, and we would love students from all across the state. Unfortunately, last year we reached out to a lot of schools, but due to travel issues, the only schools that could make it were pretty much within Oakland County, but there were some schools that made the 1-hour, 2-hour drive down here, which was really great to see.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do students register?
It's on our website at www.nhex.org, and as soon as you go to the front page, there's a big register button that you can hit, and it's just a short form where you enter your name, your email, your shirt size, and some other small information. It should only take people about 1 to 2 minutes. And speaking of our website, they can also find the schedule. They can also find all of our guests, the mentors that we expect to attend, the sponsors, and if they have any questions, they can find our contact information there as well.
Thank you. Because your target audience is mostly minors, do you have any limitations on hours of the event? Do you need adult monitors? Do parents have to sign an authorization requirement? Or any of those sort of items that attendees need to be aware of?
Yeah, since most of our attendees are minors, we have to limit our event to 14 hours from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. And we have to get some of our parents of the organizers and staff from Flex High School to monitor the students at the event. No minor forms are required, but if the parents have any questions, they could shoot us an email at nx.contact@gmail.com.
Excellent.
Yeah, because some kids have allergies and stuff like that, some special attention that they might be needed. So they can contact us on our website, or like Max said, email us. There's no minor forms that are necessary because it's fortunately taking place at a school, and we have a lot of interested adults, mentors, and sponsors. So, yeah.
Very cool. It sounds like you guys have really done your homework. Congratulations.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time and.
It really does. Plus, you're going to school. Plus, you're being involved in other things. Don't know if you work outside of school. So, yeah, I'm really impressed, guys. You've done your homework well. So walk us through the event. How will it work? And then what can someone expect to take place if they attend?
Yeah, so any students that might be interested would just basically our registration period at the event is from 9 to 9:30 a.m., and this is where there's a large influx of hackers coming in to just register, and that's also where they get all their swag and sponsors set up booths around the school that they can go and visit and pick up free stuff, free shirts. And then at about 9:30 a.m., we have our opening ceremony where we basically try to hype up all the students, and we invite a lot of our sponsors to come and talk. And our keynote speaker is actually from the MTAM, which will be very exciting. And after the opening ceremony starts, at about 10:30 a.m., we're going to start workshops. And those will include iOS, Android, web development, intro to programming for people who have absolutely no experience. And we also have workshops after lunch. And our lunch is sponsored by Nexus, which is a company that's from Detroit. And after lunch, we have more workshops, as I mentioned before. We also have some other non-computer science-related events, such as Kahoot. We also have a video game tournament just for hackers to chill out and just take a break from coding, which can be very, mind-intensive. So we then have dinner at about 6 p.m., which is sponsored by Domino's. And at about 10:30 p.m., the hackers can submit the projects that they've been working on throughout the day. And usually there's about 20 to 30 projects that are submitted. And they give a presentation on what their project does, how they built it, some cool features that it has. And the judges will grade the projects on a criteria that we'll publish to the website soon. And after we've selected the top three that we feel scored the highest, we announce the awards. And there's also special awards from our sponsors. So, for example, .tech is sponsoring a $150 award for the best project that uses a .tech domain. So even if a student doesn't get a top three prize, they can get one of the special prizes provided by our sponsors. And after project awards are done, the event is pretty much over. And, attendees leave.
Very cool. So with hackathons, it's always important to address, do people work individually? Do they work in teams? Do they need to have an idea? Can they just join up with somebody there? Tell us a little bit about how that works.
So students are free to work on their own, but we highly recommend it to form a team of four. And they're required to bring their student ID or other means of identification. And they should also bring their laptops, phones, chargers, and other items they will need for the event.
That That's a good reminder. I wouldn't have thought about that. Cause, yeah, it's going to be a long day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So since we're talking about high school students, I imagine that there might be many who have interest but don't have tech skills. Can you tell us a little bit more about if they don't have skills, how that's going to be addressed?
So as Ron had already mentioned, we will have 4 workshops set up by skilled mentors from our sponsors. This will include iOS, Android, web, and intro to coding. So
yeah,
even students who have no experience should be easily get a project done by the end of the day.
Yeah, and we can just from looking at our sign-up information, over, I think, 40-45% of the students say that they're beginners. So if you have no tech skills, or even if you don't know what coding is, you're in the majority of people, so you shouldn't feel left out or anything. And it's a very beginner-friendly event, which is one of our primary goals, because we both attended MPEX, like Vex mentioned before, and it was very collegiate-oriented in the means that there was a lot of experienced engineering majors, computer science majors, that would just kind of intimidate people who had never attended hackathons before. So our goal was to kind of give high school students a taste of what hackathons, college hackathons are like by making it very beginner-friendly. And that means that all our workshops are very easy to understand. We made sure that the mentors use, English language when they're trying to explain computer science concepts to them, because computer science can be sometimes hard to understand, especially when you have no experience in it before. And as you mentioned before, because there's such a growing trend in jobs for computer scientists in the future, we think that it's especially pertinent that high school students be interested from a young age so that they can know what they want to pursue in college and go down that road.
Absolutely. Well, and if you think about it, too, you participate in this hackathon, you get a taste for what it's like, and then maybe in the future they're going to be joining some of the weekend hackathons that go on, or as they go to college, they'll join, some of those hackathons. So I think it's a really great, you've put together, number one, a huge list of people to help you do this, to get the information out there. I'm just really impressed with everything that you guys have pulled together. It sounds like a fantastic event.
Yeah, and it's also a great event to just meet new people, because at hackathons, a lot of the people who go there usually go to a lot of hackathons, not just that one. And there's a large hackathon community, something that a lot of people don't know, because it's something that we didn't even know until we attended MHACs, and we found out that there's so many interested computer science students across the nation and even across the world that go to all these hackathons around the nation. And there's a bunch of Facebook groups, email lists. There's some great ways to connect with other students and other hackathon attendees. And it's also a great way to, like I said, meet new friends and also gain new connections that could lead to jobs later in life. Sometimes internships, as I mentioned before, the first place winner gets to interview with IBM, Microsoft, and Best Buy, which is really great for any student that might be interested in computer science and might want an internship to gain that professional experience. And so it's also a great way to meet professionals in the industry.
Absolutely. So it isn't just about, and it's important that people understand, this isn't just about the hack. It's about seeing if this is maybe something for you, joining the team as part of it, but establishing those relationships, getting that experience, and kind of giving you something else to think about is a huge part of that. That's very well put. Thank you. What happens, anything, after the event? Is there any further contact with the participants, for instance, or the mentors?
So a good thing about hackathons is that a lot of the students will continue the projects they worked on at the hackathon after the hackathon ends. So It's a great way for students to build a finished product because it's definitely hard to complete a fully functioning website or app with no problems, with all the features that you want in just, 8 to 10 hours. So a lot of students, especially those that are really invested in their hack, will continue their project after the hackathon, and sometimes it'll develop into a really great idea, maybe even a business, because we saw that at MHEX, a lot of the first place, second place winners went on and were invested in by huge venture capitalist firms and startups such as Y Combinator, and it was really great to see that people were that interested and that invested in their projects that they wanted to continue doing it in the future. And that's what we ultimately want to build. People that don't necessarily know that they're interested in computer science, but after they discover this event, they find out that computer science is really their calling.
Very cool. So do you personally track the progress of the projects that are conceived at your event?
We reach out to, especially some of the hackathon attendees reach out to us, which is really great to see. And they email us and they say, hey, we've made this cool project that we started at your event. Do you want to maybe check this out and give us some feedback? And we're always more than happy to do this. And I think we received almost 4 to 5 emails last year about projects that attendees worked on after the event. But we don't have any official way of tracking the progress of projects because it's kind of dispersed across the state. But it's definitely something that we would be interested in implementing this year if attendees want to give us updates on their projects or, anything of that nature.
Okay. And then what about making this an annual event? I mean, you will both be graduating in a year or two. What happens when you leave?
Oh, so this year we have a team of organizers, and this includes students from a diverse range of age, and some of them are sophomores and juniors. And after we leave, they can take over and continue our legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So what do you all hope to achieve with the event? What type of measurement will you say, hey, this event has been successful?
Yeah, obviously, we would like to get a lot of people, like to get a lot of mentors, but that's not really the benchmark you want to use. I think the greatest thing to see at the event, especially for founders and organizers, is to just see, in person, the hackathon attendees interacting with each other and to just see, how happy they are and how interested they are in computer science. And pretty much what we want to achieve is to introduce high schoolers to computer science. Even those that already know that they're going into computer science, we want to give them another venue to show off their talents to interested sponsors. And for those people who might be interested in computer science, but they don't have any experience in it, or maybe they want to get into programming, but they just haven't had the time to learn it, or maybe they don't even have the financial resources to learn it, we can provide an opportunity for them to learn a wide variety of computer science topics in just a short amount of time. And that's pretty
Excellent.
Much the goal of our event.
Excellent. Is there any further information you want to share with the audience about the event? Maybe share the website again or your email, anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Yes. So our website is www.nhex.org, and our email address is nhex.contact@gmail.com. So feel free to send us an email or ask any questions.
And sign-ups go until the day before the event, because some people like to sign up last minute. So you can sign up on the website, like I mentioned before. It's really easy, really short. And that's about it.
Wonderful. Max, Ronit, I would like to thank you so much for joining us today and sharing the details of the upcoming NHACS event. It sounds absolutely amazing. Congratulations to you guys on creating an amazing event. I mean, you've gone out, you've gotten incredible sponsors, you've put together, you know, a day that people can come in, they can learn, they can create, they can pretty much do anything that they want. So, you know, congratulations to you guys, to the other people who have worked on your team that we haven't maybe mentioned. I'm a huge, huge fan of hackathons, and I think that this is an amazing way to get people interested, to maybe understand opportunities, and just get involved. So, you know, I'm hopeful that this experience will help them be encouraged to join other hackathons as well. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
You're very welcome. You guys have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Thank you. Need a speaker for an event? NTAM provides excellent resources for businesses and individuals in the mobile wireless space. For more information about the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan or upcoming events, please visit our website at gomobilemichigan.org or follow us on Facebook or Twitter at GoMobileMI. Thanks so much for listening, and make it a fantastic week.